Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Time, in which we do very short reviews, 60 seconds only, about the latest stories that we've been enjoying, be they on TV, on the big screen, at cinema, or the latest books. So this week we've got a very odd trio of stories for you. First off, I will be trying my best to cram as much information as I can about Joker into 60 seconds, which is no easy task. We've got Hilary back to talk about Judy, the biopic starring Renee Zellweger, and Victoria is back to talk about a book that she's been enjoying, Nikki French's latest, The Lying Room. So let's see how much info we can pack into a minute. Joaquin Phoenix's performance in Joker is superb. It's unsettling and raw and just packed with thinly veiled mania. It's an intense and nuanced performance, and it clearly required a lot from the actor, and he absolutely delivers. But it is very, very unsettling to watch as a result. So it sort of makes for very uncomfortable viewing because his performance is so good physically and, well, everything else he brings to it. And there are very impressive parts of the film cinematically. It's very visual. This kind of very grim Gotham that's been created is really, really impressive. But honestly, the main reason for this film to fall down for me is that it didn't need to be Joker. It should have just been the story of a man who has been abused in his life, treated badly, has severe mental health problems, and is basically being abandoned by a crumbling society. And then he finally snaps. That story needs telling, and that story is compelling and looks at mental health and societal expectations and responsibilities.
Judy is the biopic telling the story of Judy Garland in the months leading up to her death while she's performing in London's West End. At this stage of her life, she's fairly well ravaged by addiction, and she's been abandoned by the Hollywood machine that made her as a child star. She's just trying to make ends meet and trying to get back to her kids. If you've heard anything about this film so far, it's probably that Renee Zellweger is spectacular, and that's basically because she is. From the singing, to her mannerisms, to even just the way she holds the microphone cord when she's on stage, to just the extreme sadness that you can see behind her eyes. On the surface, she's still Renee Zellweger, but underneath, her portrayal is completely Judy. I think fans of Judy Garland's will be very happy with how she's so sympathetically portrayed. And while the film is a little formulaic in its approach, Zellweger's performance is what makes it one to watch. It also is probably what will propel her to win the Oscar this year, her only other competition at this stage being Scarlett Johansson for A Marriage Story.
The Lying Room by Nikki French, a book that I have been waiting forever for. I am a huge fan of Nikki French. I have read their books since I was a teenager, and I delved into this book with such high expectations, and I was not disappointed. Neve is currently having an affair, and her husband and two children are at home. They obviously have no clue about it. After a sordid night with her lover, she receives a text message from him asking to meet at his flat. When she arrives, he is dead. And rather than call the police for fear what could happen to her, the repercussions of her affair and her husband, obviously, she decides to cover up. And that is where the story begins. Nikki French, for me, are just the best at their craft. They grab your attention and they keep you hooked to the end.
To find out more, you can follow the Short Story Time podcast at SST Pod on Twitter, and let me know what stories you've been enjoying.